Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the end.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Sirach. He's the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Gary, give us your website, please.
It's Gary Sirach. There's a couple of them. It's ifyourmoneytalked.com and then GarySirach.com.
S-I-R-A-K, folks. Yes. Spell his last name. So check all that out. Gary is president of Sirach Financial Services, specializing in investments, financial planning, insurance, etc. Employee benefits, too. We're talking about the American dream, Gary, and what do you see are the impediments to the American dream right now? We talked earlier about how you know the workplace has changed, the economy has changed. There are people who lost their job in the last 15 years that they didn't just get laid off; the job that they had doesn't exist anymore.
Completely.
One of the things the government could have done, and I talked about this every election from 2000 on, I talked about it every election, that some candidate I thought could have got elected if they said, we're going to help people get retrained. See, I think that would have been a good thing for a government to do. But nobody did that, and there were some people talked about it, but nobody ever did it. And so consequently, we got a generation of people out there who aren't qualified for any 21st century job now, just about.
Well, and the technology side of this is really eaten into employment. There's no question about it.
Yep.
And to be in a technology job, you have to have gone through the system and be trained.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right. You're hitting that right on the head. I think Washington has been really detrimental to the American dream.
There's no question. But why do you think so?
Well, taxes. I mean... Here's something that really bothers me, Jim. It's bothered me for many years. How do you not let kids who have college debt deduct their interest, but we let homeowners deduct theirs?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it. Here's kids who are trying to figure out, you know, their way in life, and they're saddled with this amazing debt, and they can't deduct it, and they're paying interest rates that are very high. In fact,
right.
I was with someone just recently, and they were trying to refinance their college debt. It was at about 10%, and they wouldn't find...
Wow. College debt's 10% right now?
Yes.
Everybody else is paying 4% or 5%, and
theirs
is double.
And theirs is double.
That's ridiculous.
It is, and no one will do it because they don't have any assets to back them up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're stuck, and they're paying ridiculous numbers. So they finally did what I suggested. They went to family and said, okay, I'll pay anyone 7%, 6%
right.
just to get out of the 10%. And that's what they ended up doing. They negotiate a loan with
mm-hmm.
their own family.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a real problem, and it sets them back light years. So I think that's a strong problem.
I really am worried about the American dream and Gen Y. I'm really worried about them for a lot of reasons. And some of them are not anything that they could do anything about, and their homeownership plans are pushed way off, and for many of them, that means to them, therefore, my family plans have been being pushed way off. There are things going on right now in the American dream, Gary, that are impacting our society demographically, not just a home or a job or an education, but it's affecting the makeup of our country. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you completely. What's happening, and there's one other factor that goes into this too. I think the work ethic isn't quite the same. I think some things have been handed to that generation that were maybe not handed to my generation, your generation, and I think that's showing up. And I don't think that's a good thing.
I think it does show up. I have to say, I've talked about this before myself. It is not universal, though. It's not pervasive.
It is there, and
there are Gen Y traits all around. But it is not pervasive because I've seen plenty of Gen Ys that were really diligent workers, really, really,
oh,
really, and were not looking for a handout. They were.
I have a staff of them, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
So I 100% agree with you.
But you're right. But here's the thing, Gary. Those people are not going to be competitive.
No.
What you were talking about, just they're not going to be competitive. And so,
no, they're not at all.
So last thoughts. Do you think the American dream is going to look a lot differently in 10 years, 20 years, than it did 20 years ago?
It's going to take a different form, but I think it just keeps evolving, Jim.
Yeah.
I think if you look back to where you started, where we were with the country and when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, it's just morphed into many different things, and I believe it'll continue to change. I don't think it'll ever go away.
I just hope we don't let the government become a bigger part of the American dream. That's what I hope.
Well, it's already become way larger than
it should. Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Jim, you take care. Thank you.
Gary Sirach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.